Beis Hamedrash, Beis Knesset, or Beis Knesset, Beis Knesset, the Shomer b'Manlo, you have to wear a shoe, is Adi Yalav b'Manlo, Uleheter, not, what are you saying, you're allowed to spit in the shul? Because you're making a little limud, you're allowed to wear shoes in the shul. Who would then you can spit in the shul? The cash was for kept, nail it, make a pandria. Less than enough from a shortcut. Well, Esther, and to answer it. The same way, now that I make a shortcut in the shul, maybe now I'm going to spit in the shul either. The Teretz says, no. Elo amarova ki besa. The Teretz says, the shul is like your house. Ma besa, just like your house. A kapandria carpet inish. People are marked by a person shouldn't come through your house to make a shortcut. You're living in your house, you don't like people to come in, to go in one way, go out the back way, just to make a shortcut. But a rekiko, man on the carpet, people are not marked but to spit in their own house. Is in the carpet inish, and they're not marked but to wear shoes in their own house. Is that basic nesis, end of the basic nesis? Is kapan yudu yosef, it's only marked but not to make a shortcut. Rekiko, man will show it, but you're allowed to spit and wear shoes in the basic nesis. Why? Because people are not marked but on it. So this is good in the Gemara's times, where the floors, they didn't have rugs, and they didn't have fancy floors. They had dirt. Always the floor was a dirt floor. No, the tank are not marked for the spit. Abu Nazareth, this man is that tank where people are marked but not to spit in their own house. Abad the Khuri shouldn't spit in the shul either. The only Gemara says the heter is, because the Gemara's time there was a shriach to spit in your own house. So no, you can spit in the shul also. But the Khuri today, that were marked but not to spit in the house, the Khuri shouldn't spit in the shul either.
Kol chayt me bracha sheva mikdash. Is it there chumishia? Screw the chumishia. I don't need to mention the chumishia. Kol chayt me bracha sheva mikdash. In the base of mikdash, when they made a bracha, they had a special nusach. They used to say bracha to Hashem min olam v'yad olam. And then instead of answering amen, they would answer baruch Hashem kvoy machus el olam v'yad. Mori asked the kasha, kol kach loma, how come they have such a different shinu in the Beis Hamikdash, a different nusach of bracha, and also how come the amen is different, they don't say amen, the answer baruch Hashem kvoid, the fi shein ayun amen b'mikdash, because you don't say amen in the Beis Hamikdash. Umi nayin, how do we know this klal, shein ayun amen b'mikdash, that in the Beis Hamikdash you don't answer amen after the brachas. A lot of Rishenim, the Rashba, and the Mirror learning don't talk about the brachas of Shimon Esrei. When they said Shimon Esrei in the Beis Hamikdash, the Shiach Sibom, they didn't answer Amen after his bracha. He used to say a special bracha, and at the end he would say, Baruch Hashem for Machus Olam V'Ed. Shenema, what's the right? The Pasuk says, Kumu Baruch Hashem Olakechem, get up and bless Hashem Olakechem, min Olam Ad Olam. This was the Nusach HaBracha, the Sun said, he used to say in the Beis Hamikdash, the bracha to Hashem, the kainu melech olam, min olam v'yad olam. The Omer, what they answer back, yivorchu Hashem kvaydecho, umroimim akol bracha sehila. So this yivorchu, you used to answer back, as yivorchu Hashem kvaydecho, means to answer back, baruch Hashem v'machusay v'yelam v'yit. Let's see Rashi. No. Rashi. Yes. Rashi Bivor Shem Kvoidcho, that means Borah Shem Kvoid Machusay Dialam Void. Oimin, that's what they used to answer back. Viyahamavor, how did they make the broch in the Beit Hamikdash? Oimah Borah Ato Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Min Oilom Viyad Hoilom, and then they ended off the broch, either Chayin Hadas or Roitha Chayin, but they said it's Elokei Yisrael, Min Oilom Viyad Hoilom, that's what they added in the Beit Hamikdash. The first process after, Shetiknu Min Oilom Viyad Hoilom, Lohidia, where they put this to teach us, Shein Olam Hazeh Lefnei Olam Habo Klum. There's no real difference in Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo. It's one step after another step. Like a gate, and a foyer until you come into the main dining room. Kleima, Hinago Brachaisa Olam Hazeh. Be rogol in saying Brachis Olam Hazeh. Today Lias Regidim Olam Habo Shekulu Yarach. Today you'll be rogol to go into Olam Habo. And they also be given shvach back to the Eibishter. So be rogel and same brachas in this world that you'll take the brachas with you and you'll say them again. Olam Habo. That's what he used to say. Min olam v'yad olam. From this world to next world, we're still going to be saying brachas. And they used to answer back in the base of Midrash. Baruch Hashem kvoy machus el olam v'ed. So the Gemara yochol kol habrachas kulon teilhem tilachas. Maybe wait till after all the brachas till you finish monastery the shliach tzibur, and then you answer just once Baruch Hashem Kvayim Machutz Olam V'ed and all the brachas. Talmud Loima, the Pasuk says, Loima ma kol brachu sila. It means our kol bracha bracha teila tila. After every bracha, he's supposed to answer back. Like we answer Amen, and the Beis Hamikdash, they answered back, Baruch Hashem Kvoy Machusel Olam Vuret. Shrashi Tila Achas, Sheyanu Tam Achas, Baruch Hashem Kvoy Machusel Olam Vuret. That's why we think maybe our kol ha-brachas, Bisoy Bracha Achreina, at the end of the last bracha you'll make, they'll answer one time Baruch Hashem, Kamashtra on the Pasuk, no, our kol bracha bracha teila tila. After every bracha, you say Baruch Hashem. But as man is there, we just answer Amen after every bracha. And the Mishnah says, "Iskinu shei adam sheil b'shalom chaveri." So when you say shalom aleichem to somebody, you're allowed to give shalom to him and say Hashem's name. You're allowed to use Hashem's name by giving somebody shalom, like a bracha. And Zemar brings down a few psukim. My v'yoyim. What do we need a second pasuk for? You have one pasuk that boyis. Tichitay mo boyis midayte denakshei komar. Boyis did it by himself, and there's nothing to learn from him. We can't learn out from him. We can't learn out from Boyez. It's first the Mishnah brought down the pasuk from Boyez. Shnema v'hine Boyez bro mi beis lechem v'yoyim alakaitzchim Hashem imchem. So Hashem should be with you. You see, Boyez used the lashon Hashem when he gave like to greet people. So then the boss, v'yoyim alay yivarech Hashem. The Yoma, then the Mishnah is another pasuk. Hashem imcha gibra chayim. Is the question, what do we need another pasuk for? What's wrong with the first pasuk from Boyez? So Tarot says, maybe Boyez didn't need diet and he carried out from him. So Hashem, another pasuk says that the Malach said, Hashem imcha gibra chayim. That the Malach also started off speaking with Hashem's name, imcha rachayim. Imcha gibra chayim. Rashi. To Hashem, the garmina mi Malach. That the Malach told Gidon, so it's a raya, like the Malach does, it's min Hashemayim, it's supposed to be done. It's a raya, you're allowed to say Hashem's name. V'chi teimam, men killing out from the Malach. Malach who dekom malay le Gidon. It was only the Malach telling Gidon, but not anybody. Shashi v'chi teimam Malach who dekom malay le Gidon. Kleimar, loy ishoel b'shloimoy. It's not that Pshat the Malach first gave like Shalom Aleichem to Gidon and he said Hashem's name. Vulei brocha, didn't give him a brocha. Elo, what did the Malach do? Vishlichus komar, mieis hamokim levasroi, shashchini moi, legamini minei. This was a shliach, the Malach was going to tell Gidon that Hashem is with you. But it has nothing to do with giving someone Shalom Aleichem and saying Hashem's name. So Hashemah bring another raya. For Pasuk Mishlei says, Al tobuz ki zokne imech. The Pasuk Pshan this, the Suda says, that even if your mother gets old, don't be mevazer from, no matter what she tells you, what she says, even though she's getting old, she may sound a little senile, you're not allowed to be mevazer, she's still your mother. Hey, it's our tovah, don't be mevazer, your mother, ki zokna imechon, she mother gets older. So we dashen from this, that Rashi, toshma, our tovah, ki zikna imech, we dashen, our tovah, es boyiz. Like, don't be mevazer, don't say we can't learn out from boyiz. Loima midaiti yoser. It may be boyiz, and he said Shalom Aleichem with Hashem's name. He did it midaiti with his own thinking, and it's wrong. Elo, the pshat is limud mizikne yisroel. You're supposed to learn out what zikne yisroel did. Ki yesh toya misha yismech. Shenem reis lasus l'Hashem efeo teretecha. So this pasuk is saying, like, our tovus don't think that boyiz, the zikna of boyiz, did something with his own das. No, he did it with the rotzon Hashem, and you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem with Hashem's name. The Yomer, a Raya for this is, or a Heter for this is, Eis Lassus Lashem, certain times he's supposed to do things, L'Shem Hashem, Heferu Sarasecha, even though it means, looks like you're going to negate the Torah. But here, you would think saying Hashem's name in vain, Stam giving Shom Hashem Aleichem, is to negate the Torah? Kamashma no, Eis Lassus Lashem, you're right to do it. Omar Rava, Haikro, this last pasuk of Eis Lassus Lashem, certain times you do what Hashem wants, even though Heferu Terasecha, you could dash this pasuk two ways. Mereish Lasefa, from the beginning to the end, you could dash in it, Midrash, and Misefa Lereisha Midrash. You could dash in it from backwards forwards, you could also dash in it. What does that mean? Mereish Lasefa, you could dash in it from the beginning to the end, Midrash, it says Eis Lassus Lashem, you're supposed to do what Hashem wants, my time, why? Mishum Heferu Terasecha. Trashi, in voice, Midrash, Limikras, Yeshkachol, Darash, Yorfa, Bain, Xivosa, Bain, Baba, both ways. Mereish, Lesefa, Islas, Lashem, Mishum, Hefer, means Itim. Haim, Lashem, Lassus, Mishpat, Puronius, Leyoiv, Ritzoyne, Mishum, Hefer, Terasecha. His eighth lasses Hashem means same time that Hashem gives a pronius, gives an einish to people. Why? Because they did a virus, they went connected to the Torah, that's why Hashem gives them pronius. That's one way to dashen. Now, misayful ratio, we dashen backwards. Heferu teresecha, mishumais lasos. Medrash heferu teresecha. Sometimes you're allowed to go, like connected what the Torah says. My time of wine, mishumais lasos Hashem. Certain times, like there's a heroic show, you have a special hutta to do something, even though it's wrong, for a good purpose it's mutter. So Rashi mistakes the way, Shefero Terosoi, his oyster with Sunday, could go in Elio Bahar Carmel, just like Elio Anovi did Bahar Carmel. Shehikri Bibomo, he was makrib by a bomber, and it's also to be makrib on the bombers. Bishas Isra bombers. Then what did he do it for? Mishum the eighth, lastly, Siyak, the Gedabi Israel, the Shmoish Lakodesh Borchu. There's a certain time you have a hetter, even though it's not very to make a bomber, and this man is not bomber, he did it to show everybody, Kashem Hulakim, Hashem Hulakim, he did Lashem Shemaim, it's mutter to do it. Tanya Hillah Zokalaymer, Bishas Hamachnisin teaser. When everybody is machnis taking you in, then you spread out. But Rashi, Bishas Hamachnisin, means Shein Chach Mehador Mabitzim Terol Tamidim. Because the Gedolim HaDor are only learning for themselves. The Machnisim will only take care of themselves. They're not learning for the Tzibur B'mar B'tzteira. Then the Yetzer is Pisa Zatrashi. Ato, Lishtos LaTamidim. Then you should go and learn with Talmidim. You B'mar B'tzteira. Ma'ashen Kein B'shas HaMafazrim. When the Gedolim HaDor are B'mar B'tzteira, they have a lot of yeshivas, a lot of Talmidim. It's Chinos. Then if you're a Talmud Chochem, you have a right just to learn for yourself. Rashi b'shas hamufazorim means shagdolim shebador mabitzim Torah. So there is habotus haTorah. People are learning Torah b'rabim. Then kinos after you have to learn for yourself privately. V'le titol shor aleihem. You don't madavka have to become like a rebbe or be a shor or be a leader. The avzul lechvayt shemayim he lecha v'mid hanove. It's also shem shemayim to be an onuv. Of sivayt lasos l'Hashem eferu teosecha. So if you are enough Malamdim, enough people teaching Torah, then you can afford to learn for yourself. If you find a door that the Mashar said is going on the Tamidim, that Tamidim want to learn, you have people loving Torah, then Pizer, then you're supposed to go out to be Marbis Torah and learn with them. You should go out and spread, and you'll be Meisif more. Trashu Bimroyis door, Shaina Torah. Or the Imroyas door Shain Hatar Khabibullah? If you have a generation that the people don't want to learn, they don't have the Torah Chavah, they don't love to learn Torah, then Chinas, you're not looking to go out and learn with them when they're Mavayan you, they're Mavayish you, then don't learn with them. Chinas, stay to yourself. Shinemar, a slasas la shema terasecha. If it's a shame shemayim, then you let it be made for a terasecha. Trashiv Imroyas door Shain Hatar Khabibullah, Chinas. Don't go to learn people they don't want to learn, and they'll just be mavazio, they'll make fun of the learning. So there's no way you need to teach them then. Heferu teresecha melefazio means don't go and be marbis to Torah. Be sure shakinus l'shem shemayim. If the reason why you're not teaching them is l'shem shemayim, as you have right now, this door is not interested in learning, they're just going to be mavazio to Torah, then you don't have to go out to learn with them. Doresh ba'kapora. Zula, if merchandise is very cheap, kibbutz kona minei, go and chapra and buy a lot right now. Ba'asa kona minei, buy a lot now. Satrashi, hachigasin, in zolas kibbutz kona minei, in royas promakti, you see some merchandise. The zul, it's very cheap right now. A kibbutz, get together, the kona minei, buy a lot of it. The yosef, and hold on to it. Shaseful asyaka, he shall do business. Later on, you'll be able to, the price will go higher, you'll be able to sell it at a better price. So you have a good deal, buy it now and hold on to it to sell it for later. Right, the Biyosa, the last Gavar, Tamon Hebi Gavar, a place where nobody's there to be the Rebbe, to be the Rashiva, nobody's there, you take over. Omer Abaya, Shema Min, if he has a Raya, the Biyasa, the Yiv Gavar, if you have somebody there ready, Tamon Hebi Gavar, you don't have to be the person, don't make tourists. If somebody's there ready, the Shroer, you have a Rav there ready, you don't have to become a second Rav. For the Umar Pshita, they have Abi not to come there, they have one already. Rashi Pshita, Hode Abaya. Lomali Pshita, Shlo Yoru, Odom Allah, of Ne Rabbi. If you have a Rebbe there ready, you shouldn't be more Allah in front of him. Lomali Rabbi, Lomash, Maklola, what do you have to have this Raya for? That if a Rav is there ready, you shouldn't go and pass him there. As Mora Teretivla, Nitzchel, Bishishneim, Shoven. Afilu, you and the Rav there already are both Shavu B'Shavu. So maybe you think, I'm Shavu with him, I should hear Paskin. So Mashma, no, since he's there first, he has the right to do it. Rashi B'Shishneim Shavim, in Boyis, the Lokim Talmud Chochim. V'yein the Godel Mimenu, you're not greater than him, Al Titol, Al Torah, Lidreitim Koimai. Don't you become the Torah, the head, the crown, and teach in front of him. Let him do it. Dorash Bakapora. Ezel Parsha Ketane Shekol Gufei Torah Tluyim Bo. And what's a very important Parsha of the Torah? Tosik says in Mishlei, V'chol D'Rochei Chodeyu, everything you do, you should remember Hashem. V'yashir Orchasecha. And he'll make all your Orchasecha, all the ways you go, Yashir, he'll make it right. Sidrashi, Behold, Rechecha means Afilu Lav Ravera. Anything you do, even by doing an Avera, is the Eyu. Remember Hashem. Tain Lei, put your heart to it. In Tzarech Mitzvah, if it's a Tzarech Mitzvah, then you have better to do it. Kagain Eliyo Bahar Karmel. Over Alei. Eliyo Bahar Karmel, he was not given a korban on a bummer, even though it was Osir. But still, Avadi, Behold, Rechecha Deil, he remembered Hashem, and he held out Kvayt Shemayim. The teacher about the Hashem, who in the Kim was kedai to do it. Omar Rova, a filu d'var avera, like we're saying, even amol if you do an avera of a bimachashe before, if you should do it or not. Dorish by kaporo, loyelam yilmot adam es benoy umus nekiya v'kala. Should always teach your son a good trade, a nekiya, a clean one, not to have to steal money, clean one, clean from gezel. The college should be an easy business to do. Mahi, what's this easy panos, this easy trade you teach your son? Omar Rav Chisba, machto de tam yusa. The way of stitching, to be a good tailor. That's an umna nekiya v'kala. Shashi machto tam yuya, brusha shun, shea tzfirois asuyas shura shuris ketalmi mana. They're made like the way you plant seeds in a long row, that's the way you know how to sow. So that's a good umna, good umnas. And we had before, if a person doesn't have an umnas, he'll be poor, is safe for laftan as a brias, so go to steal. So you have to make sure you'll have some way of making a panosa. Tanya, Rabbi Yoimel, Lo'olam, Al Yirba Odom, Reya Matech Beisa. Amol, even though it's good to have friends, to have too many friends, Amol is no good. It's Al Yirba Odom, Reya Matech Beisa. Don't have too many friends coming in at your house. Shenemar, Ishreyim, Lehisrei, Ea. Even though Poshup Shan, the Pasuk is Ishreyim, if you have friends, Lehisrei, they'll be friendly to you. And the Poshup Shan, the Pasuk, it's a good thing for you. Rashi's Vidashno, Rebalda says two ayins, and means Amol Levi Ra also. Rashi's Lisroya Lisroitse, so come to argue. So Amol, even though you have a lot of people together, you come to a session, start talking, before you know it, you get into an argument, you start arguing one the other. So too many is no good. Tanya Rebbe Yoimer, Al Yimna Odom Apotropis Patech Beise. Don't appoint an apotropis somewhere to take care of your household. You do it yourself. Shalmole Lamina Platifara. As Yosef Apotropis, Patech Beisai, Labol Yosef Dover. As if it wasn't that he was a man of Yosef for the Apotropis, he wouldn't have come to the Bizoyan, to the Nisoyan, to what happened. Shashi Apotropis, Machnis Sumoitz Nechos, have somebody take care of your Nechosin. Yeah. Tanya Rabbi Yoimel, Lomo Nismacho Pashis Nozir La Pashis Soita. Why is the Torah in Pashis Nozir? After it says that Pashis of Nozir, it says Indian of Soita. Loimoloch. She called a royal soita v'kula. If anybody sees a soita, you see the miskred, what happens to this isha, is yaze atzim in a yayin. Right away, put yourself into a matzav of nazirus, take yourself away from the moisus. In some ways, it's fakirat. If you see the kook, what happens to a soita, so from that alone you should learn out of Musa. What do you have to become a nazir for? Well, it's fakirat. If you see a soita, I mean, it teaches you from. If you see you could do things bad, that means you go bossy yitaivis too much. So Mela, watch yourself, that's the parasha of Nozir, don't go bossy yitaivis. Person sees the yitaivis to drink too much yayin, so the answer is, be a Nozir, not to drink wine. I got a tremendous limit from a Nozir. A Nozir really, he's called a chayta, because he stops drinking wine for 30 days, which he's mitzayir himself. Really, he's not at that madrega to stay that way. He can't stay for not drinking wine at all. He has a tremendous time to drink wine. But they have to tell the Torah gives you an eight, say, now you stop a little bit. It's for a certain amount of time, stop, go above your madrega. Pick yourself up a high madrega. Not to drink for 30 days. So I call upon him at the end, when you come back to normal and drink, you won't drink the way you drank before. Call upon him when you come down again, you come down halfway. Hey, to go up a little bit is not a good eight, so you never get there. You have to take a big shot and hold yourself back to do something, even though you know you can't stay at that madrega. But at the end, for the end of the 30 days, when you come to normal again, you won't drink the same amount of yain. You won't have the same taisen. A person has the truma and he keeps it for himself. The somaklay, the pasuk says right away, ish ish kishis te ishtoi, that his wife becomes a saita. Or said, what's the halachas of the saita? The hebi ish, ef ishtoi, he has to bring his wife to the kohen and he has to make a drink, the mehamarim. So this is a chet, since you didn't give truma, at the end, maybe you have to come back to use the kohen for the saita. V'lo yoi, el esay shenitzrach lehem. You'll have to need it yourself. Shenema v'yishesh kadeshav lo yiyah means it'll be to you. So Rashi says it goes in Maiser Oni, that you'll become such an Oni later, you yourself will have to come on to take money from other people. Amar Rav Nachum Rav Yitzchok, v'yin nos non, but lo yitzu, you do give your matnas kuni, you do give tzedakah, you give your truma, yisayif mesasha, then you yourself become rich. Shenema, ish asher yitein l'koyin, lo yiyah. If you give to the Kohen, then loy to you, you'll have. Means loy ye your mom and harbor, you'll have back a lot of money. And that's the Nisoyin of Stoker. And more people say, I give Stoker, I'll lose out. Really, it's not that way. The more Stoker you give, the more you get back. Is loy ye your mom and harbor, you'll eventually have more money from that Stoker. Joshi loy ye ye? Laatsmi Stoker. Cool. Omer Alfuneh Babrachia, Nishum Rebeleza Kapra. Hey, so you have tsar, some pains, and you mishtatev shem shemayim means you mekabel olav b'yavol. If you have, like Rashi says, mishtatev shem shemayim b'tsarayim, shemavorach ala ruah, like the Mishnah said, if things did happen to you, you have to make a bracha. Kishem shemavorachem ala toivah, kachemavorachem ala ra. You have to say dayan emes. Inami shemavakash rachem lefonav, you mispal to Hashem. It means you mekabel it, you mekabel it, Hashem does to you, there's a reason why he's doing it, you mekabel. So the chuzeh is kaiful leipanasosli. At the end, you'll come out with double amount of money. You'll gain on the deal. Shenema v'hoya shadai b'tzorecha. If Hashem is with you in your tzoris, the ketzef tuafet l'cho, and money like will fly to you. You'll have double amount of money. Rashi koyafas means loshin kfeila, double amount. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni yama panasosli mufefas loy. Ketzipur, your panasa, your money will like fly into you. Shinema the cancer to offers the call, the money will fly to you. Now this midah, but when something bad happens to you, you makabal it, simcha the biyavah, you makabal Hashem is doing with you for a reason, and you make a bracha, baruch dain remes, but chuzdeh you'll get back panosim. Amar Rav Tovi, Amar Rav Yashia, kol hamarapa atzam medivrei Torah. If somebody's marapa means he has a rifkin, he takes it easy, he doesn't learn shtar. He's aimed by koyach lama b'yom tzara. When things good will happen to you, you won't be able to stand up. Shinemar hisrafisa b'yom tzara tzara kichaycheka. It made you very weak. Because you were misrapa, it took it easy. By learning, you became weak. Trashi hisrafis means medivrei Torah b'yom tzara tzara kichaycheka. If you're misrapa and don't learn Torah shtark, then when it comes to a tzara, you'll be very weak. Omravami b'amato mashmu v'afilu mitzvachat. Even if you don't do one mitzvah for Shlemish, even one mitzvah, you do take it easy with. Also, you won't have koyach b'yom tzara. Shenemar hisrafis mikomokim. It's any type of rifyin you have, taking it easy, they'll make it b'yom tzara, you won't have koyach. Shash yafilu mitzvah achat. In nisrafim mimeno kishabo liyodoi, v'loi chosh lesasei bo isa koyach. It'll take away your koyach. Shrafis mikomokim after mitzvah achat mashma. Omer Safra, Rabbi Yavu Hevi Mishtoi, used to say over, that Kishayored Chanina ben Achai, and Rabbi Yeshua Legoyla, when the Chanina ben Achai Yeshua went to Golis, went to Bavel, he was Mavishonim there in Golis, in Bavel. He made an Ibriyo. The Kaveya Chadoshim Chutzloritz, and used to be Kaveya when Rosh Chodesh was in Chutzloritz. Shogu Achra, so the Tamidah from Eretz Yisrael did like it. We'll soon see it. Halacha is also Halacha. You can only be Kaveya the Chadashim and Yibushonim in Eretz Yisrael. So Shogu Achra Shnei Tamidah Chachamim. So from Eretz Yisrael they sent to him two Tamidah Chachamim. We have Yosef ben Kippur, Uben b'noi shem tchaye ben kvuto. They send two tamidim to tell them, like, what you're doing is wrong. Yes, kiven shiro, so suna tchanina, so these two tamidim, my son, omalehem. Lama bosom. First, yes, what are you coming for? Give me tzaras or to learn? Omulei, they told them, no, luma terabon. We're coming to learn Torah. They tell them to give him tzaras, you throw him out. So they told him first, we're coming to learn Torah by you. And then, he heard, you're coming to learn by me. And Zichriz Aleim, so Rabbi Chanina told on them, he gave Hachroz, he announced, Anoshim Halolu Gudeli Abdor, these people coming from Eretz Yisrael are great people. Hain, the Avoisayim, Shimshum Beis Hamikdash. Them and their fathers were Meshamish in the Beis Hamikdash. Choyster Shishanina, like we learned, Zechai Ben Kvutom, Oy Mahabi Pomim Karisil Lefonov, Beseifa Daniel. As in the Beis Hamikdash, he used to learn Sefer Daniel. And Zechai ben Kvutal, one of his Talmidim, Chomer came, was his son. Was Chanina, ben Achai, was Rabbi Yosef ben Kippur, or ben B'nai Shem Zechai ben Kvutal. So Zechai ben Kvutal's son was one of his Talmidim Chomer coming now. So the Chanina said, these two Talmidim Chomer are great people, and their father is even worse than the Beis Hamikdash. Is his school, so the Chanina gave a drosha, he learned, his school, who Metame, he paskin that this Zach is Talmid, they were arguing and saying, no, it's Torah. Who Iser? The Bechanina asked something. They matir. These two Tamei Chacham said it's mutter. His hich was alone. So now he changed his mind. The Bechanina. He said these two people, they're not great Tamei Chachamim. Hich was alone. Manosh. Well, these two people shall show them. They're saying false. Shall tell you who. They're not worth anything. Like he is scared. He said they're no good now. They're arguing with me too much. So they're no good. Omrulot Hamidim said to Bechanina though. Banisa, you already built them up. You already said the great Tamil Chomim. The Yafi Yochalistri, you can't break them down now. Kvar Gadak, you already made the wall already. The Yafi Yochalistri, you can't break the wall down. So, Om Malahem. So then Elchina spoke to them. Mifneima ani metame viyatim etarim. How come you're arguing on me so much? Whatever I say, you say the opposite. Ani yoise viyatim etarim. Whatever I do, you do the opposite. Om Malahem. So now they told him. Mifnei sha'ato ma'avir shonim. We come to make a machor kineged you. Because we heard you're in Bubble now in Golis, and you'd be Mavishon, you're making an Ibiyor. The Kaveya Chadoshim, the Chutzloris, and you'd be Kaveya, you're making Mashkarish Chutzloris. Omalahim, so the Chanina answered back, what's wrong? I hold this Mutter. Ba'aloyakiva ben Yosef, ho ye Mavishonim, the Kaveya Chadoshim Chutzloris. I'm not the only one. A Friedrich, Akiva, also was Mavishonim in Chutzloris. Omalahim, they said back, there's no Sushtel, you to Akiva. Hanach Rabbi Kiva, leave alone, was good. He had a heter to be Koveya Chadoshim in Chutzloritz, Shloi Henia, Kemoisa Beretz Yisrael. That's Halachon. If you're the greatest Talmud Chacham in the world, nobody is bigger than you in Eretz Yisrael, then like you had the din of a Sanhedrin, and you could be Koveya Chadoshim even in Chutzloritz. So Akiva was the greatest. He didn't leave anybody like him in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Shankar, they meant to say, you though, you left Talmidei Chacham in Eretz Yisrael greater than you. So maybe you don't have the head to be Mavishonim. Omar let he answer back more, Bechlina. Afani, me too. Lehinachti kemoisi Eretz Yisrael. I believe anybody's greater than me. I'm the greatest Talmidei Chacham. He meant it l'shmo. He was the greatest Talmidei Chacham. So maybe you thought he had a head to do it. Omar lo, they told him no. Gideon, hey, the young Talmidim, when you in Eretz Yisrael, when you left them like Gideon, like a small goat, Shenachti nasu tiyoshim bali kanayim. They became big ones already, with horns on themselves. There's a Talmidim that you left over, now they shtag boys, and they're talking even greater than you. And they sent us to you. This is what they told us, that we should go and tell you, Reb Chanina, Bishmenu, in their name, in Shemeya Mutit, if you Makabu were telling you now, you're not allowed to be Kabeir Reshredish anymore, Mutit. If you're not going to recover from me, we're putting you into Nidui. What you're doing is also, we hope. The Omrim, the Achena Shabbat, and even tell all the people around him, the people in Golan and Golas, in Shemim, if you listen.